I cannot wait to have this chat. Your mum, my dad, is one of my favourite shows ever.
Hang on, remember, we always get the name wrong. Yeah. It's my mum.
Your dad. Yeah, and joining us is Shane and Kayla. Now, they're a father-son combination. Shane was really excited in the very...
No, not father-son, father-daughter.
No, you're a woman, okay? And stop insisting that you aren't, right?
This just shows how excited he is.
I am a little bit overexcited. I'll slow down. Shane was the first guy to couple up on the show, and as we get towards the end of the series, and we'll find out tonight and tomorrow, I believe, it's about Kayla and whether or not she approves of this union. And so we are going to try and ruin the series by getting the answer.
Yeah.
Shane, first of all, how did you feel when the idea of going on the show first came up?
Very nervous. I backed out a couple of times, and then we have a saying, fortune favours the brave. So we took the plunge and had a go.
And how about you, Kayla? I mean, you obviously put your dad up for this. Did you think he would ever in a million years agree to do it?
Absolutely not. There's no chance that this is something Dad would ever do. So I'm very proud that he did.
Yeah.
Now, throughout the series, Flan's been filling us in with it all. Didn't do it for social media? You didn't do it for likes on Instagram? You actually...
Definitely not. No. I had to learn how to do Instagram by my daughter. So.
Yeah. Have your numbers gone up, though? That's the most important thing.
Yes, they have.
Right. Can we ask the fact that Christy's not here today? I mean, is that a little bit of a spoiler?
She may be sitting out in the car. I'm not sure.
Oh. Look at you. From the difference between you and the start of the series and now. Oh, my God. How did you feel when you were the bloke that the girls started to go for at the start of the series?
Yeah, it was a bit of an ego boost. You never know how them things are going to pan out, so it was a bit nerve-wracking for that few minutes.
It's hard.
Anybody that sees this on social media would know that Shane and I are not dissimilar, really, in our appearance. And I had a lot of people ring up and say,
yourself.
And they said, and I got a lot of text messages. Just shut up. And I got a lot of text messages saying, wait, does your wife know you've gone on your mum and my dad? And I said to him, you know what? I'm on your mum. Leave me alone. Shane, what can you tell us about tonight's finale? What can you let go?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a huge night. All the commitment ceremonies are on, so there is a couple of twists.
All of the commitment ceremonies.
Yep.
A couple of questions, Shane. How did you feel when you? What was the moment like when you found out that Kayla had been watching everything and all the other kids, but particularly Kayla?
Pretty unreal, to be honest. It was like, wow, how did they pull that off?
Yeah.
And
were you nervous though about what you might have done?
I wasn't nervous because I was my authentic self. So Kayla see me at my best and worst. So there's nothing to worry about.
There was two blokes who'd been mouthing off way worse. They were much more worried about it than Shane.
Can we ask Kayla then, do you have to approve, do you?
Yeah, it's ultimately up to me if I want to go ahead with the blessing or not.
And what happens if they say, we don't care what you say?
Well, too bad, so sad. It's up to me.
One thing I'd like to know, Kayla, because so many people in our generation, and we'll all put ourselves in your same generation, Shane, they don't share personal things with their kids. They keep so much to themselves. What would you say to, I guess, other parents about the benefits of telling your kids more?
Me and my dad are literally best friends. There's no secrets between us. And I think that it's so important to have that relationship with your parent. It's everything.
Okay.
For sure.
So there'll be people who are listening to this who will watch the finale tonight because of it. What would you say are the deal breakers for you what would rule it out?
Well, as I've said on the show, a party animal rules it out for me because I want a good woman for my dad who, you know, would rather spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think just a good woman who, doesn't party.
And before, so not party at all.
I mean, a little bit here, a little bit there, okay. But
not out every Friday, Saturday night saying,
exactly.
Ring you for and saying, Shane, where are you? I can't get an Uber.
Essentially that.
Yeah. And before we let you go, and good luck tonight, we'll be watching it and see how it all unfolds. But do you reckon your dad looks anything like Flan?
Look, if it was late at night in a dark alley, I might. might just say, Dad, what are you doing here?
Wow, you just described one of my most special nights.
And I'm going to back Flan up here. I actually had people text me as well and say, what about old mate on my mum, your dad? Flan personified. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for coming in. We're so excited to see what happens.